Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is your boy, the host and co-owner of the DFW Diablos, and this is our first podcast for the year. We are doing this big. We're trying to do something different with our team. So we're going to introduce all the coaches today. We're going to the head coaches, and we're going to tell you more about the what's going on. Hope y'all enjoy yourself. Call in. Give us your input. Give us ideas what we could do with the show, and we're gonna have it rolling. All right, right now we're gonna be waiting on one of our coaches to call in, and I'm gonna tell you more about the Diablos while we're waiting on him. The Diablos is an organization that started last year. We have two teams. We have an 8-man indoor team, and also we have an 11-man outdoor team. The indoor team, the 8-man team, is playing in the 8-N-I that just started this year. So their first game is September the 15th on a Sunday at 11 o'clock. If you don't have nothing else to do, come out to Mesquite in the indoor soccer field in Mesquite, Texas. Come out and see the 8-man team play the Waco. They're going to play a team out of Waco. So come out and support them. I believe their tickets are going to be $10 at the door. So come out and support the DFW Diablos. The 11-man team has not started yet. It had its first season, but the off season hasn't started kicking in yet. It's also, if you were looking to play football or want to play football and you want to play 11-man, that starts on actually September the 26th is their first official practice. So come out and support them. And they will be having games, and that will be broadcast and talked about later on. We're waiting on Coach Chris to call in. Chris is our 8-man head coach, and we're waiting on him to call in before we can get this stuff going. So let me tell you some. We have a owner group, the Diablos. We're also going to branch out and do other things. We are next summer, we will have our own boxing team. If you're a boxer and you want to advance your career in boxing, join our boxing team. We're going to have professional and amateurs boxing mats and tournaments. So get away with that. And also we're going to be doing basketball. We was planning on doing basketball this year, but the coronavirus backed a lot of things up. So next year we're going to also do basketball. We're still waiting on Coach Chris to call in and hear and see what's going on with Coach Chris. I'm trying to reach out to him and see what's going on here. But we're gonna roll on. If anybody out there that want to call in while we're waiting on Coach Chris and anything else you want to know about the team, let me tell you more about us.
Can you hear me now? Somebody said they can't hear me. I wonder if they can hear me now.
I should be broadcasting live here. Let's see here. Waiting on Coach Chris to call in. Waiting on him to call in, if he can call in. Coach Chris.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's everything going?
Good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
I heard everything that you were saying, you know, about the team and everything. And the great things that we getting ready to do, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, because I didn't get you to call in. The number didn't show up on my switchboard here. So I'm wondering what's going on. It's the first day, hey. It's kind of new. But we working it out. We'll work the bugs out and get it going here.
Okay.
But tell us more about the eight man and see what
With the eight man, it's pretty much a bunch of guys, you know, trying to start. Well, we started this organization with the eight man team, just trying to get you out there as far as your talent, as far as your charisma, as far as everything that you have to go. I start out with, you know, GFBL, God, Family, Brotherhood, Football. You know, we try to build something with these guys in order for them to be able to be successful and go other places. A-Man is fast-paced, you know what I'm saying, is pretty much all talent. You know, is what I've heard and what I've seen. So I mean, we look forward to, you know, you fans coming out on the 13th and supporting us. And I mean, other than that, hey, I'm ready for some football. I don't know about you guys, but you know, COVID-19 had everybody on lockdown.
Right, it has.
So I'm ready to you know, see some hitting going on and see some real talent.
I know that's right. So,
yeah, so
what the team is looking like right now?
Well, we got we right at our mark of 28 players, and we looking good. You know, offense looking good, defense is looking good. You know, quarterbacks are doing their thing. Everybody right now is working. You know, we trying to build something strong, and fast. We coming at them off the gate fast. So, I mean, I love what I see out of my offensive coach and my defensive coach. You know, like I say, we coming strong. We want to see what we can bring new to this game, because, you know, we are new. So I want to make sure that we lead out the gate doing the right thing. So, to get the win. To get the win and be focused on the next game.
Okay. That's real good. That's real good. So for the people that don't know, kind of explain what the formation looked like for eight man. Because, you know, a lot of people used to looking at 11-man football or, you know, arena ball. It's a little bit different for eight man than it is for arena and outdoor 11-man. Explain to, you know, how many linemen and how many?
Well, with the eight man, you only have, on offense, you have three linemen, quarterback, you have one running back. The rest of it is on receivers, maybe a tight end, depending on the formation. And on defense, you have your three linemen, your corners, and one linebacker.
Okay.
And a safety. So, I mean, it's like I said in earlier, you know, it's pretty much based off of talent. It's like every man guarding a man or a man-to-man defense or whatever you may have it. But, I mean, it's really a showdown. The showdown is based off of talent. So you got to be able to keep up with the speed.
As far as the
rules and all that goes, the clock don't stop, you know, so – It's fast paced, and it's almost like playing basketball. Every man for themselves. Somebody got to guard somebody.
It's gonna be
interesting, because it almost takes you back to when we used to play back in the days with, you know, street ball, You just everybody going from out there and got one court. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no out of bounds in this, right?
Right. There's no out of bounds. The field goal is only 10 yards in, so you know it's actually a showdown. You know, you have to bring talent. Right. We're looking to put up 70, 80, maybe 90 points per game.
Wow.
So
that's like basketball.
It's pretty much like basketball. Everybody got to stop somebody.
Okay.
So,
but I understand this league has ways where the defense scores points without scoring actually a touchdown.
Yes, that's correct. If they get an interception, they score 2 points. If they cause a fumble, they score 2 points.
Wow. So you can easily get 150 points in a game.
Right. Easily. And like I say, it's fast paced. So it's pretty much just like sideline popper street ball. You know, you actually really showing your talent out there with the A-man as far as, you know, you don't have all the commotion and all the extra stuff that you go have going on with the 11-man because, you know, you got linemen in the way or, you know, everybody trying to guard somebody or guard double team, but one-on-one. Talent versus talent.
That's good. That is good. That is real, real good here. Well, I mean, I'm glad we get that out of the way. Who did you name your coaches staff? Who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the defensive coordinator?
Okay, I have Travis. I want to say Cook as my offensive coordinator, and Maurice as my defensive coordinator, and me as the head coach.
Okay, that's good. That's real good too. So Travis is gonna be running the offense. And y'all haven't – I know I don't want to give out nothing, but y'all haven't decided on who's the ultimate quarterback, wide receivers, all that good stuff starting here. Yeah.
No.
Right?
No. We haven't actually narrowed it down yet, but just come out and see on the 13th, and I guarantee you're gonna love the action that we're getting ready to perform.
Yes, sir. So y'all need to come out, check them out. That is – As definitely at the Mesquite Indoor Soccer Field, right?
Yes. Indoor Soccer Field in Mesquite, right off of 30.
Okay. Y'all got to come check them out on the 30th. They play the Waco. I can't think of the mascot of the Waco team right now.
I think it's the Tornadoes, Waco Tornadoes.
The Tornadoes.
Yeah, Waco Tornadoes is who the Diablos getting ready to show them what we bring. We created the Tornadoes, so you know how they go. You know, we the Diablos, so we do a lot of creating around here.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people worry about that name, you know, the devil and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, believe me, I understand the significance in what our mascot look like, but this is based off of one main Bible scripture, iron sharpens iron. You know, we're a brotherhood.
Yeah.
We stick together. We check on each other. You know, a mascot is just a mascot. It's what behind the mascot is what it stands for. So, if you look deeper into just the mascot, you'll find a brotherhood. We care about one another. We try to take care of one another, hold each other up. In wrong and in right, but believe me, after we finish, you're going to understand your mistakes. You know, we're about teaching you the difference and understanding what you're doing. So,
right.
I mean, don't let the mascot fool you. Definitely don't let the mascot scare you because it's just as much Christians over here than it is anywhere else.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I remember the last practice I was at, we had almost a two-hour sermon from you after practice about relationships with our significant others and being a man of faith. And, I mean, that kind of stuff is more important than just the game itself.
Yeah, it is to me because, you know, until we as men heal each other, women can't do nothing for us, bro. You know, we have to heal. We have to heal each other before we can take it upon a woman or our mates or our significant other to heal us. So you got to make the first stride, you know. But I say, you know, being a brother myself, and then, you know, going through my trials and tribulations, I learned the difference between family and friends and friendships, because all of them is not equal.
Yes, sir.
You definitely got to understand the meaning of what you're standing for.
Yes, sir.
So as the old people say,
Coach Q in here, but I'm having technical difficulty on my end of connecting, getting people to call in.
They probably have to call your line too.
Yeah, they probably do. See what the problem is here. So I don't know what we got going on, but I appreciate you calling in, Coach. I know you on the road traveling right now. Coming back.
Yes, sir. We headed back home, you know, with God's grace and mercy, headed back to Virginia. We're in Arkansas right now. Coming from Virginia. So we headed back to the D. So
all right, coming back.
Y'all keep pray, and we'll keep y'all in prayer.
Okay. I'm going to let you go, and I know be safe. I'll holler at you when you get back in town, and we have to chop it up.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Definitely. All right, man. Love you. Love you, fam.
Love you, brother.
Look forward to seeing y'all on 13, man. Y'all have a good one.
Right. That's Coach Chris. For the eight-man, the head coach of the eight-man of the DFW Diablos eight-man indoor team. Appreciate him. We're going to try to get Coach Q on here in a few minutes, but we're gonna talk about some other business, and until we can get Coach Q call in. If Coach Q, if you're listening, once you call my phone and we can have you on, and we can talk about the 11 man. But right now, I also want to keep up in prayer. Besides Coach Chris, we want to keep up one of our co-owners, Chad Freeman, his son. He's in school, and you know it's that COVID is real, so we need to keep all the kids in prayer. He's going off to school. He's in Kansas. So he's playing football. He's a good kid, and we got to keep him up in prayer and make sure he be safe up there in Kansas, and all the kids that's off to college and high school and middle school and elementary. We need to pray it up. I see it every day at work where this COVID, this disease is affecting families, and you can't go to the hospital, and you can't check on your family members. And some people don't even know their family members have passed on, and because they can't go up there to the hospital and see them. And that's sad. I mean, it's my auntie had surgery on Tuesday, open heart surgery on Tuesday, and nobody could even go up there and see and check up on her, and didn't know, you know, she's okay or anything. So we was in a limbo, and that's my mom's only sister that, you know, and only sibling she has living. And I know my mom was worried and praying and fasting and doing everything like that. It's because we don't have no clue, you know, what to do with this disease until they have a cure or a vaccine. Everybody's wearing masks, and it's just rough. And I hope a lot of us are practicing the safe distance and wearing masks and still come out to the games and have a good time and enjoy yourself. I mean, this is what it's all about, is having a good time and enjoying yourself and watching young men play football where it's not getting paid and don't have the big egos and something you can have your kids to come and watch and enjoy and be close and right by the field and meet the players right after the game. And that's what minor league football is all about, you know. I don't like to use that semi-pro word because it has a negative feedback, but because most of these guys take this seriously, it's not weekend warriors. They practice 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They might not practice with us as with coaches, but they put in that work every single day, you know, and they sacrifice time with away from their family, their, you know, their wives, their job to play football. And you can't tell me that's above a semi anything. You know, they minor league. They should be recognized as players, athletes. And some of you guys is one injury away from being somewhere else right now, playing on another level, one break, you know, breakthrough to being playing in the NFL. You know, these guys play college ball. These guys play, you know, high school ball. And they just made mistakes in their lives or any other situation that came up. But we gonna, you know, we're still waiting on Coach Q to call in. And he's probably busy or he might have forgot. But it's okay. It's a first day. This is the first podcast. It's only 30 minutes, and I'm glad y'all logged in and checking us out for this 30 minutes. And it's gonna get longer more we get some sponsors for the show. The better I get, we might get we're also gonna work on broadcasting live all our games for our podcast, and that's gonna be amazing. And so you can don't have to once you can't travel and can't come to the game, you can also experience the game through our podcast, through our radio station on Blog Talk Radio. And that's, you know, we're gonna try to grow this thing bigger and bigger and better so we can have more fun, you know, enjoy the life. That's the main thing. And that's what we're all about with Diablos. I know some of y'all can't get past the name. It's okay. I'm a Cowboy fan, but I never rode a horse. You know, I never rode a cow. So, but that don't make me a Cowboy because I'm cheering for the Cowboys. It's because my team name is the Diablos. Don't mean I'm the devil. So I love it. I love the football. I love this game. I love fans that comes out. I love our team and players, and I love my owner group. I mean, like Coach Chris said, this is a brotherhood. I mean, I can reach out and touch each and every last one of them and call them on the phone if I need help, and they wouldn't blink an eye to help me out. So I love it. I love it. And I hope y'all can, that's new and have not been around the Diablos, come out and you can enjoy yourself. You can relax and have a good time. We're going to try to do some more things. If there are any entertainers out there that want to do the national anthem, do a halftime show, or sell your CDs at our games, reach out to me. You can email me. This is my personal email. It's t_may_6@hotmail.com. You can email me a sample of your music. Now, tell me, if you come in with, I'm going to discriminate against music, but if you come in with the vulgar language where it's all women is the B word and you're using the N word, we probably won't let you come to our event. But if you got a clean and radio version of your music, and if we'll give you a shot and let you sell your CDs, and broadcast your, you know, sell your CDs and shirts and stuff like that and network in our game. If you have any other kind of business that you think that can we can use, reach out to me. You can also you can email me at t_may_at6@hotmail.com. That's my personal email. I normally read at least once a week. So if I don't respond to you fast, it's not because I'm ignoring you. I normally don't read. I'm an old man. I'm just still technology is way ahead of me. So I'm kind of slow to the technology part. This is why I'm frustrated by how this is working out today. But it's okay. We're gonna work through it. We're gonna get through the bugs, and we're gonna move on. I think Coach Q is not gonna be able to call in today, so for our last 3 minutes of our show, we're gonna talk about some things and where are we gonna go with our team. That you can go to our. Also, if you want to learn about our team and you don't feel like listening to the podcast all the time, you can get more information from my fan page on Facebook. It's the DFW Diablos fan page. And you can invite yourself, and we will accept your request. We have practices on there. We introduce coaches on there. We're going to do players of the week on there. Offense and defense and special team players of the week. We have Facebook Live for some of our interviews for the Coach's Corner right before all games. It's going to be on Facebook Live on the fan page. So we'll do interviews. It's going to start with our first game on the 13th. That's going to broadcast that right before the game. So it's going to be like at 10 o'clock or 10:30, right? I believe the game is at 11. So the coach's corner will be at 10:30, and it's basically interviewing the head coaches and trying to get a little insight on the game plan. And we're going to have fun with that also. And if you have some sports or team or organization that you want to need help or uplift, let us know. Or a business that you think you want to help sponsor a team, and we will also let you get you some information about that sponsorship. We always look for sponsorships for the team, and we are trying to grow this thing bigger and better every day. The owners group is working hard, and I'm down to like a minute left. So I know next time we're going to try to get people to call in. I know y'all listening, but I can't. The technology today is not working for me. It's a process, but we're going to work it out. I'm going to have intro music. I'm working on that next. If you have ideas or anything like that, hit me an email. Also, if you're a player and you want to play, you can also hit me up, hit me up on the DFW Diablos at hotmail.com and send me your bio. And if you're a coach and you want to coach, and it's like we have, like I'm saying, we're looking for a basketball coach and we look for boxing trainers, stuff like that. So, but hit me up also. But I'm last 2 seconds left, and I love y'all, and I peace. See y'all next time.